Would you term right where you are right now as a group, this is the closest you've gotten to a playoff feel?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think it shows where we sit at right now, and you know, we just hit that rough patch that I think every team hits during the year, and unfortunately ours comes with a few injuries, and we're still battling. You know, we're still grinding to keep it at the top and keep it within striking distance. So when those guys come back, you know, hopefully they can just, you know, provide us with the energy. And when I say energy, I mean probably all of Brett Laurie. I mean, he's the spark in that dugout. And, you know, I think we've been missing him for quite a bit. And, you know, I know guys can't wait to have him back.
Not that you didn't appreciate him when he went down, but I think even Brett, among fans and media, sometimes you don't know what you got till it is gone. And I think we've maybe all underestimated a little bit just how important Brett Laurie was to the lineup. And like you said, the energy and just the feel of the whole team.
Yeah, exactly. Like, as I said, I mean, there's probably no better way to describe him in the dugout than just being the spark. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, he doesn't have to be hitting leadoff or, you know, or anything like that. Wherever he's in the lineup, wherever he's playing on the field, it doesn't matter. He's just the spark that gets the guys going. And see, everybody's kind of seen on TV with the high fives and the knuckles and everything. I mean, he's coming at you hard, and you know, he's full of energy. And you know, when guys aren't when guys are having a rough game, or he's there to pick them up. You know, just based solely on what he's doing on the field. You know, the energy.
Jays pitcher Brett Cecil, our guest on Brady and Walker. I think if you ask everybody on the team this question, you might get a bunch of different answers. But I'm interested in your take. As you find yourself in a playoff race and no Encarnacion and no Adam Lind and no Brett Laurie, the idea of trades, or, you know, the front office going out and making a move to give you guys help, is that something you'd welcome? Is it something you want? Or is there a feeling of solidarity among the group you have?
I don't think anybody would be opposed to us getting some help. I don't think anybody would say that we need help or that we're not good with the group of guys we got, because, I mean, look, we had the group of guys that we had in the first half of the season, and this group of guys has put us where we're at now. Unfortunately, with the injuries that we've had, we're you know, kind of dropped off a little bit, but you know, you would like to think when those guys get back, then they're, you know, we can, you know, power forward and get back to where we were most of the first half, and that's in first place.
Yeah.
So, you know, to say that, yeah, we definitely need some help, only the guys in the front office can answer that. You know, I personally would welcome it.
I guess let me ask you this then. July 31st comes and goes, and nothing happens. Are you disappointed?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Just as I said before, you know, the group of guys that we had throughout the whole first half of the season, that they put us in the spot that we were in for most of the first half, which was in first place. So, you know, to say that, yeah, that group's not going to get it done anymore, you know, I feel like that'd be kind of unfair and a little bit untrue for obvious reasons.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Brett Cecil, our guest on Brady and Walker. Talk about your year a little bit. It hasn't been a bad year by any stretch, but people look at your career year, I guess, you know, we can probably term it that. Last year, you were an all-star, great numbers across the board. How are you feeling right now in a season that has had its ups and downs?
You know, to start of the season, I was, you know, same as it was last year, kind of just rolled right into this year. And I didn't really have any health issues until the groin, but, you know, just I'm still trying to figure out how to stay strong and you know, pain-free with this new bullpen role. I shouldn't say pain-free. I should say discomfort-free. I don't ever pitch in pain, but I'll pitch in discomfort, you know, when the arm's sore or tight from, you know, general fatigue or whatever. But last three or four times out, it's been 100%.
I had kind of a random thought for you, and I was thinking of this watching you pitch the other night. You look at some of the guys that you have in your lineup, Colby Rasmus and Juan Francisco, and it's no big secret, Adam Lind as well. They've really struggled against lefties. A lot of lefties in the league do. Your job is left-handed pitchers to get left-handed hitters out. Is there an exchange of ideas? Do you see things or in your career, do you learn enough about getting out left-handed hitters where you can impart something to those guys or something to Kevin Seitzer, or do those conversations even take place?
They never even take place, yeah. To be honest with you. Unless they were to ask me, then no, they don't even take place. They're hitters.
Yeah.
So for me to go up there and talk about their job to them is, to me, would be a little bit disrespectful. If they came up to me and tried to talk to me about my job, I would take it a little different. Those conversations don't happen unless the hitter comes to me.
Brett Cecil, our guest. One more from me. Aaron Sanchez comes up, his first little foray into the big league. I know when Marcus Stroman came up a couple months ago, it seemed to, you talked about energy level. It seemed to kind of give everybody a little bit of enthusiasm. And as you've seen, he's been money in that starting role. Do you feel that Aaron Sanchez has the ability to kind of do the same?
No, and I'll tell you why. It's Stroman's a little more outspoken and a little more free, if you want to say. And Sanchez is more quiet.